This is the Sakha Murli of the 1st of August 2025. The essence, sweet children, the Father only loves you children. It is to reform you children alone that the Father gives you Srimad. Constantly follow God's directions and make yourself pure. Question. When and with which methods will peace be established in the world? Answer. You know that only after the Mahabharat war will there be peace in the world. But you have to prepare yourselves for that beforehand. Make effort to make your stage karmatit. Churn this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world and become completely pure by having remembrance of the Father. Only then will this world be transformed. Song, human beings of today are in darkness. Om Shanti. This song is sung on the path of devotion. They sing that they are in darkness and ask to be given a third eye of knowledge. They ask for knowledge from the ocean of knowledge. Otherwise, there is ignorance. It is said, in the Iron Age, everyone is a Kumbhakarna, sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. The Father says, this knowledge is very simple. They study so many Vedas and scriptures, etc., on the path of devotion. They do Hatha Yoga and adopt gurus, etc. All of those gurus now have to be renounced because they can never teach Raj Yoga. Only the Father gives you that kingdom. Human beings cannot give it to human beings. However, it is of this that the sannyasis say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow, which is why they run away from their homes and families. No one but the Father, the ocean of knowledge, can give this knowledge. Only God can teach this Raja Yoga. Human beings cannot purify human beings. Only the one Father is the purifier. Human beings have become so trapped on the path of devotion. They have been doing devotion for birth after birth. They go to bathe in water. It isn't that they only go to bathe in the Ganges. Wherever they see a lake, they consider that to be the purifier. There is a Galmukh here too, where water comes from a spring. There is water in a well too, but that cannot be called the purifier Ganges. Human beings think that that too is a pilgrimage place. Many people go to bathe there with a lot of faith. You children have now received this knowledge. Even when you tell them, they don't believe you. They have a lot of arrogance of the body and say, "We have studied so many scriptures." The Father says, "Forget everything you have studied. How can human beings know anything about any of these things?" This is why Baba says, "Write down such points in the leaflets and drop them from an aeroplane." Nowadays they all ask, "How can there be peace in the world?" When someone gives advice about this, he receives a prize, but he cannot establish peace. Where is peace? They continue to give prizes falsely. You now understand that there will be peace in the world after the war. This war can take place at any time, because such preparations have been made. The delay is until you children reach your karmatit stage. It is this that requires effort. The father says, constantly remember me alone, and while living at home with your families, become as pure as a lotus, and continue to churn this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You can also write, according to the Dharma plan, peace in the world will be established as it was in the previous cycle. You can even explain that only in the golden age can there be peace in the world. Here, there is definitely peacelessness. However, there are some who won't believe what you tell them. Because they are not going to go to heaven, they won't even follow Srimad. There are many here who are unable to remain pure according to Srimad. You are receiving directions from God, the Highest on High. When someone's behavior isn't good, others tell him, "May God give you great wisdom." You now have to follow God's directions. The father says, "You have been floundering in the ocean of poison for 63 births." The father only speaks to you children. The father only reforms his own children. How could he reform the whole world by himself? He says to the people outside, "Learn everything from my children." The father cannot narrate this to the people outside. The father has great love for his own children. He doesn't have as much love for stepchildren. A physical father gives wealth to his worthy children. Not all his children would be the same. The father too says, "I give this inheritance to those who belong to me." Those who don't belong to me will not be able to digest it. They will not be able to follow Srimad. They are devotees. Baba has seen many such people. When well-known sannyasis come, they bring many followers, they collect funds. Each one gives funds according to his capacity. Here, the father doesn't tell you to collect funds. No, here, whatever seed you sow, you receive the fruit of that for 21 births. When people make a donation, they believe that they are doing it in the name of God. They either surrender that to God or to Sri Krishna. Why do they mention the name of Sri Krishna? Because they consider him to be the God of the Gita. They never say that they are surrendering everything to Sri Radhe. They either say that they are surrendering it to God or to Sri Krishna. They know that it is God who will give the fruit of that. When a child is born into a wealthy family, it is said that that child must have given a lot of donations in his previous birth. For that is why he has taken birth there. He can even become a king. However, that happiness is as temporary as the droppings of a crow. Sannyasis inspire kings to have renunciation by telling them that a woman is like a snake. However, Draupadi called out to be protected from Dushasan. Even now, innocent mothers call out for their honor to be protected. Baba, he beats me a great deal. They are even ready to kill for the sake of poison. Baba, liberate me from this bondage. The father says, the bondage is to come to an end, and then no one shall be stripped for 21 births. There is no vice there. This is the final birth in this land of death. This is the vicious world. The second thing that the father explains is, human beings have become so senseless at this time. When someone dies, people say that he has gone to heaven. But where is heaven? This is hell. If he became a resident of heaven, he must definitely have been a resident of hell. We can now show you the method with which you can truly go to heaven. This old world is now to be destroyed. Have it printed in the papers that there will be peace in the world after the war, exactly as there was 5,000 years ago. There was only the one original eternal deity religion there. Those people say that devils, such as Khans, Jarasandha, etc., also existed there, and that Ravan existed in the Silver Age. Who would beat their heads with such people? There is the difference of day and night between this knowledge and that devotion. This is such a simple thing, and yet it hardly sits in anyone's intellect. So create such slogans. According to the drama, there will be peace in the world after this war. Every cycle, peace comes to the world, and then by the end of the Iron Age, there is peacelessness. Only in the Golden Age is there peace. You can even write that it is only because of the mistake made in the Gita that Bharat has now reached this condition. The mistake was that they inserted the name of Sri Krishna, who takes the full 84 births. They didn't insert the name of Sri Narayan. He has a few days less than the full 84 births. Sri Krishna takes the full 84 births. Shiv Baba comes to make the children become like diamonds. Therefore, there has to be a golden container in which the father can come. How can this one become golden? This is why Baba instantly gave him visions. He said, you are to become a master of the world. Now constantly remember me alone and become pure. So he immediately began to become pure. Unless one becomes pure, one cannot imbibe this knowledge. A golden vessel is required to hold the milk of a lioness. This is the knowledge of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. One needs a golden vessel to imbibe this knowledge. Only when you become pure can dharana take place. When someone makes a promise to maintain purity, and then falls, the pilgrimage of yoga ends. Even this knowledge ends. That one cannot then say to anyone, God says lust is the greatest enemy. The arrow he shoots would not strike the target. Such ones become like cockerels who can only crow this knowledge. They do not practice what they preach. No vice should remain. Keep your daily chart. Just as the Father is the almighty authority, so Maya is also an almighty authority. Ravan's kingdom continues for half a cycle. No one but the Father can enable you to conquer Ravan. According to the drama, there has to be Ravan's kingdom. This drama is based on the victory and defeat of Bharat. The Father only explains this to you children. The principal thing is for you to become pure. The Father says, I come to purify the impure. People have portrayed a battle between the Pandavas and the Kauravas and have also shown them gambling, etc. How could such things exist there? Could that be the study of Raja Yoga? Would there be a Gita Pathshala on a battlefield? On the one hand, there is Shivbaba, who is beyond birth and death, and on the other hand, there is Sri Krishna, who takes the full 84 births. The Father comes and enters him in his final birth. This is very clear. While living at home with your families, you have to become pure. Sannyasis say that a couple living together cannot remain pure. Tell the sannyasis that it is because they don't have any attainments that they are unable to stay together. However, here we receive the sovereignty of the world. The Father says, preserve the honor of the clan for my sake. Shivbaba says, preserve the honor of this one's beard. Remain pure in this final birth, and you will become the masters of heaven. Each of you has to make effort for yourself. No one else can go to heaven. Your kingdom is being established. There are all types of people there, but there are no advisers there. Kings there don't need advice. Impure kings have to have advisers. Here, there are so many ministers. They continue to fight among themselves. The Father liberates you from all complications. There will then be no war for 3,000 years. None of the jails will remain. There won't be any courts, etc. There is happiness and only happiness. You have to make effort for that. Death is just ahead of you. Become conquerors of sinful acts by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. You are the messengers who have to give everyone the Father's message of Man Manabhav. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual Father. And the essence for Dharana. In order to imbibe this knowledge, become pure and clean the vessel of your intellect. Don't become a cockerel jnani who can only crow this knowledge and not practicing what he preaches. 2. Surrender everything you have directly to the Father. follow Srimad and claim a royal status for 21 births. Blessing. May you become extremely wealthy and sensible by using every power and so increasing them. Sensible children know the way to use every power. To the extent that you use the powers, to that extent those powers increase. So make such a spiritual budget that every soul receives something or other from you and sings your praise. You definitely have to give them something or other, whether you give them liberation or liberation in life. Make a spiritual budget. Accumulate all the spiritual powers and use those powers. Liberate all souls from being beggars, from sorrow and peacelessness. Slogan: make pure thoughts into invaluable treasures in your life, and you will become full of all treasures. Avyakt signal: in order to be an easy yogi, be experienced in God's love. Be experienced in God's love, and with this experience, you will become an easy yogi and continue to fly. God's love is the means with which to keep flying. Those who fly cannot be pulled by the earth. No matter how attractive Maya's form may be, that attraction cannot reach those who are in the flying stage. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Mahasvara Ji. Do not now have a competition in performing sinful acts. First of all, you definitely have to keep the aim that no matter how, you have to control the vices, for only then will you be able to stay in godly happiness and peace. Our main effort is for us to remain peaceful ourselves and to give peace to others, and we definitely need the power of tolerance for this. Everything depends on us. Let it not be that when someone says something, you become peaceless. No. The first virtue of this knowledge is to imbibe tolerance. Look, on the path of ignorance, it is said, no matter how much someone insults you, just think, I wasn't hurt by that. The person who insulted you became peaceless himself, but his karmic accounts are his own. However, if I too become peaceless and say something, then that would be my sinful act. Therefore, I mustn't have any competition in committing sin. We have to burn away our sins, not create more. We have been committing such sins for birth after birth and have been taking sorrow. We have now received this knowledge in order to conquer those five vices. There is a huge expansion of the vices, and they come in a very subtle way. Sometimes there is jealousy, and so you think, this one did this, so why should I not do the same? This is a big mistake. You have to make yourself free from making mistakes. If someone says something, then consider that to be a test for you to see to what extent you have the power of tolerance. If you say, I have tolerated a lot, but then become forceful even once, you have ultimately failed. Whoever said something, he spoiled his own account. But I have to make my own account good, not spoil it. Therefore, let me make good effort and create a good reward for myself for birth after birth. Those who are under the influence of the vices have those evil spirits in them, and the language that emerges from evil spirits is likewise. However, the language that emerges from those who are divine souls is divine. So I have to make myself divine, not devilish. Achcha.